Hi, this is Tom.
Hi, this is Barbara.
Barbara, what's up?
What's up, Tom?
I hope you received that package. Is that what you're calling me for?
I just wanted to get a tracking number just so I can keep up with it.
Sure.
And if I don't get it, I got a funny to tell you. So my exterminating guy at my house, he used to work for FedEx Ground for 7 years. He just left like in the spring. He'd had enough of them. And I told him who my driver was, and he said, "What an idiot."
So he knows who he was?
He knows who he is. Yeah, because he's worked with him.
Oh, gosh.
What an idiot. He's such an idiot. And I said, yeah, but anyway.
No,
but see,
boy.
I'm not making this crap up, Tom.
Yeah, the tracking on my end, actually, I'm just tracking it now. It says at destination sort facility. That's at 9 o'clock this morning. So we'll see how that plays out.
A lot of times, depending, if it's coming out of Richmond, sometimes they don't get those until late.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's how come sometimes they don't get on the road till 11 or 12,
mm-hmm.
to be honest with you. But, yeah, can I just have it just so I can keep up with it, too? Do you mind?
Sure. No, not at all. So it's...
Okay.
3965.
Okay.
9444.
9444.
Yes.
Okay.
0420.
0420. Okay. All right. That's all I wanted. I mean, it's sprinkling snow down here, so I'm sure any excuse to not have to deliver today.
They're gonna move a little bit slower in Virginia this time with some snow, huh?
What do you mean? I've been trying to have a package delivered to my house since Wednesday, and they still, they're so backed up, they keep saying severe weather delay. And I'm like, the roads are clear, we don't have nothing. What y'all talking about, severe weather?
Jeez. You guys are soft down there, Barbara. That's all it is.
We're a bunch of peas.
Bunch of snowflakes.
Yes, we are. So, but anyway.
Oh,
hey,
gosh.
Did you hear about my buddy? Go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, did you hear about my buddy T.J. Watt?
Yeah, he was in the hospital. I read. I didn't read much more than a headline.
Yeah, supposedly something happened and something's going on with his lungs.
Jeez.
Eddie said he heard that it was maybe in the training room.
Wow, jeez! I
do
hope
remember,
everything's okay.
And Eddie was saying, do you remember Eddie? And I didn't remember this when Tyrod Taylor was supposed to start for the Chargers, whenever they drafted what's his face, and he was in the training room and they shot him up with something and they ended up hitting his lung or something and that caused him not to be able to play and he never became the starter.
I vaguely remember that, yes. Wow, so it could be something that the training staff may have done? Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, geez, that's scary.
Yeah, I'm not happy because who are we playing this weekend?
Right, you're playing,
Monday night?
You're playing that guy that guy that lives with you as team.
I know. You know it's not going to be pretty in my house.
No, not at all. Jeez.
Monday night, too. I dare you to text him and find out who's cussing more.
I'm definitely one. I'd love to be a fly on the wall that night.
I told him, I said, Eddie, I'm going to have to come home, and I'm going to have to take a 30-minute nap just so I can stay up and watch this game because I'm old. I can't make it through.
You're gonna make sure that you watch every last minute, as long as Pittsburgh's winning.
Correct. Whenever they start losing and I'm done with Aaron Rodgers, then... I'm out. I'll
you're out,
dead.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Your dang sister freaking, yeah, I mean, might as well have buried me before we even started our matchup. Oh, my goodness. You probably didn't see, but Kyle Pitts put up 45. Are you kidding me? Her tight end went 37 points over projection last night. I'm toast already.
And you know what?
You're getting a good laugh out of it, aren't you?
Well, if you ever met my sister, she is so much like my daddy was. She's very, she's quiet. She's not, I mean, she'll say a few, I mean, she can be voice her opinion. But she and I are so opposite of each other.
Okay? Oh, yeah? Okay.
It's funny. Yeah, so she's a very quiet person. She doesn't try to cause waves or anything. So, yeah. I'll be honest with you. Connor even said, between her and Whitney, they've never won it in all the years that we've done it. So for them to do halfway well, it's actually good. And I'm sorry you're losing, but I feel your pain, man. I mean, I'm in the loser's bracket, so, like, I care. What do you mean? Connor's playing Cassidy.
I know. And she's got a buzzsaw of a team this year.
I know. Stupid witch. I told her I wasn't getting her any Christmas presents. She was off the list.
That's funny.
You're done, girl. I ain't buying you nothing. So, anyway. All right, Tom.
All right, I'll keep an eye on this package. Yeah, let me know if you, as soon as you have it. Okay.
I'll let you know. I'll just text you, because I know y'all are busy.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you, honey. We'll talk to you soon. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. You too. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. All right,
okay.
Bye.
Bye.